Leslie McEachern is a product coordinator with Agriculture Financial Services Corporation, AFSC. She joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Leslie, thank you very much for joining us. The Moisture Deficiency Insurance Program is underway, and the numbers are higher than they have normally been, especially in the last few years. First of all, as a little bit of an icebreaker, I ask Leslie, what is the Moisture Deficiency Insurance Program?
So Moisture Deficiency Insurance is AFSC's pasture insurance program, basically. So what it does is it's an area-based program. Producers would choose a weather station that's third-party operated, that's closest to their farm, and we track and trend the data from that weather station. If in any given month the moisture or precipitation at that station falls below 65% of a 30-year average, it would trigger an indemnity. So we would then recognize that, okay, you're in a drought circumstance, pastures are getting a little thin, here's a little money to help you tie things over.
You mentioned the drought here, Leslie. I know the drought has been very predominant in the south. In the north, however, I guess not specifically the Peace region, but the Peace region, I guess, in general, northwestern Alberta, how much is the insurance being used?
So in 2023, we did actually see some payouts in the Peace region. So we've got weather stations all the way from Valley View to High Level, and we consider that to be our northern region. So in the northern region in 2023, we did see indemnities payout at $10.3 million. So although the drought wasn't as severe as what we saw in southern Alberta, southeastern Alberta, there were instances where there were drought circumstances, and the program did respond to those circumstances.
In northwestern Alberta, Leslie, how tricky was the insurance, especially with all the wildfires that have been, that were happening in the spring and summer of 2023?
So we do have a spot loss fire benefit built into the pasture insurance. And when a producer experiences a wildfire on their pasture, we record the information and we pay out losses at 200% of what they're covered for on those burnt acres. There is a minimum 100 acres that has to be burnt in order to qualify. And then in the subsequent year, so let's say you experienced a wildfire in 2023, 2024, those acres that were burnt do not qualify for coverage, but they can be added back on in 2025, just recognizing that it's going to take a little bit longer for those pasture acres to recover from the wildfire.
Okay. From what I understand, please correct me if I'm wrong here, Leslie, the insurance not only covers crops, but it covers livestock as well, does it not?
No, actually. So the insurance itself is strictly just pasture land. We do have other programs at AFSC, like livestock price insurance, which gives you some market coverage on your cattle. We have crop production insurance, silage green feed insurance. So there's a different gamut of programs that a producer could look into if they want to cover all of their commodities. And the best way to do that, I would say, is to start by visiting our website at afsc.ca. And if you have any further questions, we have 6 different branch offices in the Peace region that anyone can call or stop in at any time and speak to a relationship manager of insurance and get the information right from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
I asked that question here, Leslie, because I'm reading a press release here from the provincial government saying that they're expanding livestock drought recovery support with the Canada-Alberta Drought Livestock Assistance Initiative. Is there a possibility that the government could be on board with helping out in the pasture sector with this?
So I can't really speak so much to the Agri Recovery Program, Keith. That's kind of out of my wheelhouse, but I do know that that information is available on our website. It was expanded last week. I think applications opened on Monday, and it's just an extension from the program that was introduced in 2023. They've just extended the boundaries into 2024, still recognizing drought in 2023, though.
Okay. Is there still time for pasture farmers and ranchers to ask for help through AFSC?
For sure. So if anyone is interested in taking out moisture deficiency insurance or just sniffing it out, the deadline to apply for the program is February 29th. And the best way to do that is to call your closest branch office and make an appointment to come in.
Okay. Are you optimistic that things will turn around, hopefully, fingers crossed, in 2024?
Gosh, I really hope so. We've had such a rough go here in the province of Alberta these past few years. And I will say that AFSC was working very diligently on this program to try and make it better for producers. So in the past couple of years, we've thrown some new improvements in there based on producer feedback and industry feedback. And what we've seen as a result of those improvements is a record payout year. So it's working. We recognize that there was a drought circumstance, that there was a need for livestock producers to have help. And the program responded in those circumstances. It got money in producers' hands faster, and they were able to then source some feed when it was really timely to do so.
That's a good point you bring up here, Leslie. Have you gotten feedback on the program that is now underway?
Yeah, the feedback we have gotten on the improvements we've made has been very positive. We're really proud of the changes we've made. That being said, it's not a one and done. It's definitely a program that we're consistently looking at all the time just to see, you know, what's the next thing that we could do or should do that would be responsible to the producers as well as, you know, to the government, because it is a government-funded program, to try and make it better. So some of the things we could potentially look at in the future is maybe spring soil moisture, things like that.
Leslie McEachern is a product coordinator with Agriculture Financial Services Corporation, AFSC. Leslie, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me, Keith.